We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via the Galaxy 25 satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and the World Wide Web, this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 13th of September, 2008. And I guess the big thing to talk about today is weather modification, ladies and gentlemen. We have massive storms. Down in Texas right now, we have the hurricane. It's just incredible to see this all going on. And I've been studying some of these paths of these hurricanes that have been happening this season. And I got to tell you, folks, it's pretty remarkable. When you go back and you can track these things on stormpulse.com, that's the website I've been using, and you can go back and literally track where these things have gone from one place to another. And it's just amazing to see how they can stop, stand still for three solid days, turn, make sharp turns to the left or right, back up in some cases. It's just remarkable. Now, could these things do this naturally? Well, I suppose it's a possibility. But I just can't see how this is a natural occurring weather phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen. But yet we live in the 21st century today. We live in a day where science and technology is in full bloom, and the government has been experimenting with weather modification since at least the 1960s, probably the 1940s. Anyway, for the better part of the 20th century, the weather modification activities and research have been going on. And we're not supposed to know about this stuff. Oh, China's modifying the weather. They'll come out and tell you that openly. But the U.S. government, we're above that stuff. We don't do that here. We're civilized. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, I got some oceanfront property. It's probably flooded now, though. Anyway, we're going to talk more about the hurricanes in the last hour of this, the last half hour of the show. We're going to be talking with Professor James McCaney. Jim McCaney has been talking about hurricane modification for a long time. He's done a lot of research. He's done a lot of research with the Russian scientists years ago. I think it was back in the 1980s. He was studying that with the Russian scientists, a system of buoys on how they could possibly ground out hurricanes and diffuse them. And he and the Russian scientists gave their research to the federal government, and he says now they're taking what he meant for good to be used for evil purposes today. But he says they can be steered. Anyway, we got to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to do a brief tribute to 9/11, and then we're going to get into some more about this hurricane modification and owning the weather in 2025. Is it a reality in 2008? I believe it is. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. On the 13th of September, we'll be back.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on this 13th of September 2008, the new 9/11, ladies and gentlemen. I know numerology means a lot to the ruling elite, to the global spooks, who work behind the scenes, and certainly 13 is a very important number to them. And I think it's very telling, given the day of the manipulated storms that we have going on. I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now, and unfortunately it's trying to reload on me. But they're saying that devastation, the devastation is going on right now in Houston. They have, they say it's possibly going to be weeks, I guess. The 4 million are without power. It could be weeks before everyone's back up online. There's windows blown out. A lot of flooding, of course. With any storm system like this, you got a lot of flooding. I'll get back to the hurricanes here in a moment, but we just observed 9/11 and the 7-year anniversary. And Earl of Sterling has written a very interesting tribute to this, which pretty much sums up 9/11. He says, it has been 7 long, bloody years since the false flag attack we know as 9/11. It may be that this is the biblical 7-year tribulation, a time of sorrows, but I am not using the term 7-year tribulation here so much as a biblical theological event, but as a political and military event that has so negatively affected America, the Middle East, and the world at large. The vast majority of Americans and educated people around the world no longer believe the official U.S. government conspiracy theory of what happened on 9/11, that some 6-foot-6-inch Arab guy sat in a cave in Afghanistan and ran the whole operation, causing the United States Air Force to stand down and causing the laws of physics to be suspended in the collapse of 3 World Trade Center buildings. Well, folks, they're trying to say that about weather modification. They're trying to say that it was the camel-riding cave dwellers that are injured. What did William Cohen say? He says, others are engaging in an eco-type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes and volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. And he blamed the terrorists, the Muslim terrorists, for doing that. Well, they're pretty resourceful cave dwellers, aren't they? Anyway, he continues, he says that this same magician was so powerful that he has secured thousands of followers for his global terror organization, whose name means little toilet, and he's talking about Osama bin Laden in Arabic slang, and that he's still alive today, having evaded being captured by the strongest nation on earth for 7 years. If you've not been in a coma for the last 7 years and still believe that the official government conspiracy theory, you're either stupid or you simply will not allow yourself to face reality, the reality of a world that is much more complicated and evil than you were raised to believe in. He says, I have several intelligent friends who, despite all factual information, still believe the official conspiracy lie. It's scary to get outside the box. The last 7 years, we have seen in America and many allies engaged in 2 wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, with a 3rd war with Iran, Syria, and Lebanon just waiting to happen. The United States has basically bankrupted itself fighting these wars. Even with the dollar being the international reserve currency, at least until recently, America is simply not able to afford the massive expense of multiple wars without ends. The economy is being kept together with baling wire and chewing gum until after the November election, and then the current recession is apt to become an all-out depression, perhaps the worst depression in history. America's image in the world has been so tarnished that it will take many years to repair it. We have embraced the outright use of torture under the neo-fascist, neo-con administration of Bush-Cheney, something that almost all of us would never have expected to see. We have offshore prisons, both official and secret ones. Americans have suffered under a president who had no trouble telling a room full of people that the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. A president who has shredded much of our tradition, honor, and constitutional principles as he could get by with during the post-9/11 7 years. We've had nothing but war, lies, and fear shoved on us for the last 7 years. The same administration is now intent on at least causing a new Cold War, if not an outright Third World War. Yes, it has been a 7 long years of tribulation. The scary thing is, neither McCain nor Obama have rejected the basic agenda of the war party. Obama says we need to eventually get out of Iraq, but increase our military efforts in Afghanistan, and he supports all options with regard to Iran. McCain is at least as war-crazy as Bush and Cheney. May God help us. We are in for even worse times to come, and madmen are in charge of the sinking ship of state. Very important words regarding the Earl of Sterling. Folks, we're in a mess. We're in a mess. Our country is in a mess. And I've had a very bad feeling for our country for the entire week. But I've had a very bad feeling for our country for a very long time. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to participate in the broadcast. I'd especially love to hear from anybody who's in the storm area in Texas. If you can call in, maybe give us a report if you can do that safely. I'd like to know what's happened down there. And to be able to report it to the listeners would just be vitally important. 1-800-313-9443 is the number. In the meantime, Ike, according to the weather channel, AccuWeather, Hurricane Ike officially made landfall early this morning but remains a dangerous storm with flooding rains, destructive winds, and an inundating storm surge and tornadoes. The wrath of Ike is currently pounding Houston and Galveston right now. I guess it slammed into the coast at 2:10 this morning, Central Daylight Time. The storm was a strong Category 2 at the time that it made landfall with maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. So anyway, the Associated Press is reporting at this hour that it ravaged Texas early Saturday, battering the coast with driving rain and ferocious wind gusts as residents who decided too late they should have heeded calls to evacuate made futile calls for rescue. Though it would be daybreak before the storm's toll was clear, already the damage was extensive. Thousands of homes and government buildings had flooded, roads were washed out, and several fires burned unabated as crews could not reach them. But the biggest fear was that tens of thousands of people had defied orders to flee and would need to be rescued from the submerged homes and neighborhoods. The unfortunate truth is, we're going to have to go in and put our people in a tough situation to save people who did not choose wisely. We'll probably do the largest search and rescue operation that's ever been conducted in the state of Texas. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, a part of the Department of Homeland Security, already dispatched in the area. And keep in mind also that in the waking moments, in the moments after Katrina, we had Mexican military. Are they going to be bringing in Mexican military this time? We had Blackwater USA, a private mercenary military, patrolling the streets here in America. Keep in mind the Hegelian dialectic is at work in all of these situations today. We have crisis after manipulated crisis, and certainly hurricane modification is a reality today. I want to share an article here with you from the Palm Beach Post, called Could Humans Tame Hurricanes? They say, last month in this space, I explained why it's morally okay to wish that hurricanes would hit somebody else. Ordinarily, people can't create or control hurricanes. Though watching Jeanne approach, I wished more than ever that there were some way to steer them. Well, folks, Professor James McCanney says it can be done. In fact, it is being done. Anyway, they continue. They see, now comes the October Scientific American with this cover story, quote, controlling hurricanes, ways to tame nature's most destructive storms, unquote. The article by Ross and Hoffman says it is scientifically feasible to make hurricanes weaker or to change a storm's path to avoid populated areas. Quote, if meteorological control does turn out to work at some point in the future, unquote, the author writes, it would raise serious political problems. What if the intervention causes a hurricane to damage another country's territory? And although the use of weather modification as a weapon was banned by the United Nations Convention in the late 1970s, some countries might be tempted. The basic point is that greater control over nature entails greater moral responsibility. While scientific achievements have been used for great good, they've also been co-opted to inflict great harm. We're already up to break time, folks. We'll continue this on the other side of the break. Also, I'm going to get into the government report, Owning the Weather in 2025. I can't think of anything that's more relevant to talk about today than weather modification. Keep in mind, we have the weather modification section up on the website at governamerica.com. Click through. Lots of very important documents there as well. We'll be back in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. There we go.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here, host of The Prophetic Watch. As a radio host, many products cross my desk every week. Few products are truly worth endorsing because they don't work or there is some kind of catch or gimmick. Dr. Miller's Life Change Tea does exactly what it says. It cleans your body of chemicals, toxins, and parasites, and the effect is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. I wouldn't put my name behind this product if it didn't work. Here's how you order. Online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. That's area code 928-308-0408. Finally, a natural product you won't be disappointed in. Getthetea.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. GovernAmerica.com. Check out the website, GovernAmerica.com, and go to the weather modification section. In that section, we have owning the weather in 2025. We have how earthquakes and tidal waves can be created. The United States government set off a series of explosives, according to the New Zealand Herald, off the coast of Auckland to perfect a tidal wave bomb. So we have earthquakes that can be created with explosives. We have various other avenues of control, folks. They can steer a lot of things with jet streams. We have the HAARP facility in Alaska, which has never, you know, it has been shrouded in mystery since its beginning. What's going on here? We have wars being fought. The bottom line is depopulation. That's the bottom line. We have a quiet, undeclared, silent war upon the people. And that's all a part of Agenda 21, the implementation of the United Nations Blueprint for the 21st century. Getting back to this article in the Palm Beach Post, could humans tame hurricanes? They say the basic point is that greater control over nature entails greater moral responsibility. While scientific achievements have been used for great good, they've also been co-opted to inflict great harm. And that's the point. Wisdom doesn't always keep up with scientific know-how. Even more daunting is that the wisdom and good intentions need to be universal. Many countries use nuclear power peacefully. There's good reason to worry about how North Korea and Iran would intend to use it. Well, I think there's plenty of worry to know how the U.S. government would use it, ladies and gentlemen. But frankly, they say, after Francis and Jeanne here and Ivan and Charlie in other parts of the state, I'm ready for the hurricane know-how to arrive as quickly as possible. Too bad Dr. Hoffman says meaningful control probably is decades away. Well, once again, you have this being reported in the mainstream media, because they're never going to tell you, folks, about technology that they already have perfected. It'll be years down the road, they always say. Well, how do we know? As they were experimenting decades ago with Project Storm Fury, manipulating hurricanes. They've studied it and then quietly and then quickly, abruptly ended the program. Did it become a black operation? Well, a lot of people think so. So he says hurricanes operate according to rules, but they appear random and chaotic because the rules are so complex. Very little changes have big consequences down the road. Complexity and sensitivity make hurricanes devilishly hard to predict, as those who watched in dread as Hurricane Jeanne's course shifted west can attest. Well, folks, I don't know what to say about all that. If you can steer hurricanes from one direction to another, certainly they're going to change course. The problem is that there's still no way to measure accurately the myriad of things that scientists would need to know to pinpoint a hurricane's path, they say, and intensity. Well, anyway, I'm going to leave that there. That's the Palm Beach Post. Here we see from the Telegraph out of London. U.S. government aims to tame hurricanes. So apparently some scientists do believe they can be tamed. You know, the vast majority of the American people, if you talk to them on the street, they'd say, no way. There's no way you can ever modify or steer hurricanes. That's crazy talk. Well, the Telegraph says, with winds that rip apart buildings and can produce more power than a nuclear bomb, it would seem humans can do little against the devastating force of a hurricane. The United States government, however, has other ideas and is now attempting to pit some of the world's best minds against these indomitable forces of nature. The Department of Homeland Security has asked scientists to draw up new plans on how hurricanes and other tropical storms can be weakened before they hit land. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, if they can be weakened, well, they can be strengthened, can't they? All you have to do is understand the science behind weather modification to know how to manipulate it to get the end result that you want. I think it's very telling that in the 21st century, we're not supposed to know that weather modification exists, except for China in the Olympics. They say 3 years after Hurricane Katrina caused more than $50 billion in damage and killed 1,800 people when it blasted through New Orleans, American government officials have asked for a new program into hurricane modification. Scientists believe they can weaken the strength of tropical storms and steer them off course using a range of methods that include spraying fine particles into hurricanes or cooling the seawater in areas where they form. But attempts, and once again, Professor McCanny, he makes the statement, and we'll talk to him about it today, that warmer sea temperatures are not causing global warming. He says that that's a lie. Global warming. The global warming isn't causing these hurricanes. It isn't causing the temperatures to go up. And that hurricanes can exist in relatively cool waters. Anyway, they say, but attempts to tinker with such powerful weather patterns will alarm critics who believe modifying hurricanes could have unintended consequences to the climate and could leave governments open to lawsuits if they fail to prevent storms with new technology. Remarkably, we're already up to break time again. We have to take another break. 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to participate in the broadcast. And if you live in the storm area, I would love to be able to hear what's going on down there. So give us a call. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks as we continue on here. 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. If you live in the storm area, I especially want to hear from you if you can do it safely, if you have the wherewithal to be able to call in and let us know what's going on down there. Give us a report if you can do it safely. Don't put yourself in jeopardy or anything, but we'd love to be able to find out exactly what the extent of the damage is in your particular area, if you're able. I know there's a lot of people down there without power. We have a couple callers. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, Darren, can you put me back on hold and take that other one first? I'm in the middle of something.
Oh, okay.
If you can do that, that'd be great.
Yeah, we had Robert in Utah, and Robert, unfortunately, it looks like Robert dropped. So, Robert, we'll get to you if you call back in, Carrie, let me know if he comes back online, okay? Anyway, in the meantime, I guess we'll continue on. Before the break, I was talking about this article from the Telegraph out of the UK. U.S. government aims to tame hurricanes. They say attempts to tinker with such a powerful weather system will alarm critics. I'm going to skip. You know what? I'm going to skip down here because let's get to owning the weather in 2025. This is a government report that was put out. I guess it was first presented in June 17th of 1996, and it was put out by the Air Force. And their whole purpose was to study, they say 2025 is a study designed to comply with a directive from the Chief of Staff of the Air Force to examine the concepts, capabilities, and technologies the United States will require to remain the dominant air and space force in the future. I presented on the 17th of June, 1996. This report was produced in the Department of Defense School Environment of Academic Freedom and in the interest of advancing concepts related to national defense. The views expressed in this report are those of the authors and do not reflect the official policy or position of the United States Air Force, Department of Defense, or the United States government. Well, then why did they put it out, ladies and gentlemen? Why did they put the report out if that's not... See, that's their way of shielding themselves from the, you know, and prior to that point, we had the ENMOD Treaty, which the U.S. government was a signatory of, and actually, it was, I believe it was the United States government or forces within, congressional forces and what have you, that initiated the ENMOD Treaty with the United Nations and other countries. The whole purpose is to prevent weather as a weapon in warfare. Because the United States government had flooded the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam using weather as a weapon. Let's go back to John in Tennessee. John, welcome back.
Darren, I appreciate it more than you know.
That's okay. What's on your mind?
Pardon me?
What's on your mind?
Well, you know, you were talking about weather modification, and I remember back during Katrina, George Bush had made a comment about what a terrible weapon this is. And I haven't been able to find it online, but I know I heard him and watched him say it on television. Mm-hmm. And then again, with the Olympics, we've seen him shooting cannons to try and eliminate smog and keep the rain away and all this other stuff.
Right.
Now, my question for you is twofold. If HAARP, we've got a HAARP in Alaska, and from what I understand, Russia also has one. So if it's a weapon system, basically a multi-use system, whether it's weapons or weather modification or whatnot.
Right.
What if all of the modern technology, this Doppler radar and different things that the weather forecasters are using, are playing into this and they're not even aware of it? What if this Doppler radar is necessary equipment to make HAARP work? You know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, it's a question. Get your thoughts on it.
Well, I really think the Doppler radar systems are basically what they purport to be. That's my personal viewpoint, my personal belief, because I think what they do is just send high-frequency signals out or low-frequency, whatever the case, to bounce off of clouds and to find out where the moisture is. But regarding the whole HAARP system, that's something that just has never been very adequately explained in my thinking. They talk about how it's being used for communications, and I know the ionosphere is very important to communications. I know, you know, that's why at night you can tune into radio stations that are, you know, halfway across the country because the signals are bouncing off the ionosphere. So you can do a lot communication-wise with the ionosphere, and that's what they're saying they're doing. But, you know, there's a lot of other things, a lot of other mystery that's surrounding the HAARP facility, and anybody can do the research on that. A lot of people have written a lot of books regarding that. But, you know...
Well, see, what I meant about the Doppler radar systems, what if it is a mechanism to aid in steering different weather systems. You know, maybe, I mean, I don't know. I know that sound and radar and sonar can do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it just seems as though they're getting very accurate in their predictions. How on earth, Darren, can they tell 5 or 6 days out? Now, I understand the idea of a Gulf Stream,
right?
You know, or an airstream. But how can you tell a week out where it's going to hit and be as accurate as they were on this, unless they either had an idea of where it was supposed to hit, or it was being controlled?
Yeah, maybe the people doing the forecast are the same people that are controlling it.
Well, and you can watch these things form in the same area of the ocean, travel the same path, and then maybe take a drastic. And I know, you know, it sounds a little bit outrageous,
mm-hmm.
to think that someone could control the weather. But yet, when you hear Bush say this is a terrible weapon, they're not even calling it an act of God. They're saying that it's a weapon.
You know, John, yesterday I was listening to Morning Edition on National Public Radio, and they had a soundbite from an official, and I don't know what his name was or his title was, but I caught what he said, and it was very clear. He said, if I were an evil warlord, he used those words, if I were an evil warlord, he says, and I was engineering the weather, and I wanted to send a hurricane, I couldn't have sent it to a more devastating target, a more devastating place. And I've seen news reports that use the word target to describe where the hurricane was going to be hitting. So it's pretty amazing, you know, and certainly National Public Radio is the mouthpiece of the globalists. I mean, it's funded by all the foundations and everything. So, you know, he came right out and said, if I were engineering the weather and I was going to send a hurricane, this is where I'd send it. So, I mean, certainly that's not evidence. That's not proof that they're modifying the hurricanes. But, folks, this is plausible deniability. How are you going to prove that a certain hurricane or a certain weather pattern is manipulated? And that's the point. It's impossible to really prove that other than to look at what those weather patterns are doing and see what the paths of the hurricanes are. And I've seen, you can go on stormpulse.com, and I encourage everyone to do this. Go look at some of the paths that these things have taken. They stop and stand still for 3 days straight, some of them, and then they go off in a completely different direction. There was one of them that I'm thinking of that did that. It would look like it was headed toward Washington, D.C., or toward New York City. It started off on a certain path, then stopped, stood still for 3 solid days, and then turned to the right, turned to the northeast. And went off in another direction. It's almost like somebody was trying to decide, well, shoot, you know, we don't want it going there. What should we do with it? You
well,
know,
Darren,
let's take it this way. Go ahead.
I'm just old enough that I remember when I was a kid back in the 60s that when people were talking about seeding the clouds to create rain, that was as much science fiction as weather modification is now. You know, that's crazy. You can't make it rain, but yet, here we are. We're doing it. You know, you look in the past at the different, and this is a little bit off track, but I don't mean it to be, but you look at.
I don't think it's off track at all.
Well, you look at things such as, back in 66 and 67, I was 10 years old watching Star Trek, and Kirk had a communicator, made a little chirp, he folded it up and put it in his pocket. And I'm talking on one right now, my friend. So science mm-hmm. fiction is just that. It's fact. It's science fact before it comes to fruition.
Absolutely.
So basically, weather modification, you've got to be able to learn to think outside the box, to have your paradigm shift a little bit, even if it is uncomfortable, to look for the truth. You know, when I talked to you earlier and I had to have you pass me by, today I'm going to either be one of the most loved or hated men in the country because I'm delivering gasoline. which takes me back to this hurricane hitting Texas, where the refineries are at. This stuff, and I'm telling everyone I meet in the stations, there is no gasoline shortage. This is a game that the oil companies are playing, and it may cost me my job. This is a game they're playing to get your money so that they can collapse their economy, so that they can bring about a new currency and a North American union and eventually a global government, believe it or not. I'm telling these people that. I'm getting some strange looks. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can see when your money is going, it's not going as far as it used to. The purchasing power has dropped. We had gas go up a buck and a half a gallon here in Tennessee yesterday.
Yep, same here.
Yesterday.
There's a gas station in Lansing here in Michigan that's charging like $6.55 a gallon.
You know, they're sending me home, paying me a day's wage to work for 3 or 4 hours. You know, we're letting them run out. I don't know what's up, but I know that they're want. You know, I told the guy this morning, 5:30 this morning. He said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Well, you've got something they want." He said, "What?" I said, "Money. They want your money. They want your money."
Here's the thing,
folks,
about that, John. They really don't need the money because they print it out of nothing. What they
want is control of the economy.
They want, yeah, basically with the inflation of the money, the stealing of the money, the constant, you know, taxation, both with and without representation, what they're really stealing is our labor, because we are the ones that have to work for this stuff. The government just prints it out of nothing, and loans it to the Federal Reserve.
And that's the farce behind America's debt. People that have credit card debt and they've got automobile loans and all the rest of it, folks, you've been loaned money that did not exist. It's in your mind and it's in their mind, and they're charging interest on something that they never had possession of. I mean, it's amazing to think that you could become a slave to something that doesn't exist.
That's right, but that's the case that we have today.
It is, and when you try and tell people about it, they'll look at you like you've been dropped on your head.
Yeah.
And these are people that have been to business school. They've got a master's in business administration from Ivy League schools, and they cannot understand that the fiat money is no more than monopoly money. You know, there's nothing there. It's paper.
Well, they can't understand it because they've been to the Ivy League schools, unfortunately.
Well... All right, listen, Darren, I appreciate your show, what you're doing.
Hey,
and folks, if you disagree with me, all I can say is, oh, well.
Yeah.
You won't be the first, and you won't be the last.
Well, I got a feeling we have a very smart and brilliant audience here.
I think we do, too, and I said that kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. Well, hey,
thanks a lot, Darren,
for the call, John. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I certainly welcome any calls as we continue on here. I was getting into the Air Force report, Owning the Weather in 2025. Once again, this is a report that was put out June 17th of 1996 by the Department of Defense, even though they try to disown it now. And in the report, they try to say, oh, this isn't our official position. Yet they're the ones that put out the report. It was the Air Force. And they talk in here about storm modification. They talk about a lot of different things with regard to fog and precipitation. Chapter 4 of the report deals with storm modification. And I'm going to skip down to this part. It says, the desirability to modify storms to support military objectives is the most aggressive and controversial type of weather modification. The damage caused by storms is indeed horrendous. For instance, a tropical storm has an energy equal to 10,000 one-megaton hydrogen bombs. And in 1992, Hurricane Andrew totally destroyed Homestead Air Force Base in Florida, caused the evacuation of most military aircraft in the southeastern U.S., and resulted in $15.5 billion in damage. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, with these storm systems, the flooding that's being created, you need to check my article on newswithviews.com, Controlling the Land... What's it called? I can't even remember the name of it. Controlling the Land by Flooding the People or something like that. Anyway, it's on News with Views. It's on the front page right now. But I talk about the FEMA, how FEMA is being used, how they flood the land, how they use these grants in these local areas and use floodplain mapping to induce ordinances, to put ordinances into place. Once your local area takes one penny of federal money, then they are on the hook. They have to implement the federal programs. And this is going on all over the place as FEMA's, as these floods take place. They enable FEMA then to turn around and remap the floodplain. And everybody lives in a floodplain according to FEMA. They remap the area, and they say that you, if they say that you live in a flood area, then you have to get flood insurance if you have a mortgage, or you can't get a mortgage, or you can't keep a mortgage unless you have flood insurance. And then you have to buy their expensive flood insurance. Only FEMA sells it for the most part. The insurance companies sell it on behalf of FEMA, but the actual insuring comes from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And they say that in U.S. law. It's called the National Flood Insurance Program. And anyway, this is how they're getting it done. And in that article, I quote FEMA directly from one of their documents, where they talk about how this, their ability, their authority in a local area only comes from their ability to spend their way into the community. In other words, they have no authority. They admit that right in their own documents. They have no authority other than what they're able to spend. So that means if your community doesn't take the money, they're not on the hook to do what FEMA wants them to do. We got to take a break. We'll be back. This is Government America. Stay with us.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait. You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, I don't have the magazine with me, but back in the mid of '90s, there was a revived Life magazine, and there was an edition right before Christmas one year. I think it was about '96, '97 somewhere. Had a front page article. Or the cover article was about Jesus. It was right before Christmas, of course, and and just asked who was he. But in that edition, there was also an article that had a pictorial of the Northern Lights. And there was a picture of the what they called a rare spiral of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing looked like a hurricane in the upper atmosphere. And I've heard that a lot of the that hurricane modeling is kind of is hard to they're hard to model because apparently there's not enough energy to add up to make a hurricane from just warm seawater. So there's other factors, and from that picture, it made me think, well, you've got, you know, some kind of upper atmospheric anomalies that even NASA admits they don't understand, you know. The sprites and blue haze, super high altitude clouds, and I forget what the names of them are. They have one of the things is sprites, and they have these weird blue lightning bolts that can shoot up. You may remember the shuttle when it came in and broke up over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There was an amateur astronomer outside San Francisco that took a picture of one of these blue lightning bolts going up and hitting the shuttle as it came in over San Francisco, and it was all hushed up. You can't even the picture was published, you know, somebody got a hold of it, and they published it for a short time on the internet, and it's all been taken off. Supposedly,
isn't that interesting?
At the request of the guy that took the picture, he won't let anybody see it. NASA took his chip, his camera, he was doing what they call charged coupled device, CCD astronomy and photography, and digital. They took the camera, the chip, and a disc that he gave them, and I guess he still has a copy of it, but nobody's been allowed to see that picture. I think here recently there was one of these clouds in the news where these people from the space station saw it and said it was a beautiful sight, you know, a blue luminescent cloud or whatever. But that, you know, for people that find it kind of a bit of a stretch that HARP, this high altitude research program that bounces energy off the ionosphere, which was started by Tesla, there is a lot of upper atmospheric stuff out there that even, at least publicly, they say they don't understand. And what I noticed about this last hurricane was as right before it came on shore, as it was spinning on shore, it went out of balance. And you had usually the northeast side of that hurricane has a whole bunch of rain and precipitation. And on this one, it was on the other side, on the counterclockwise side, on the left side of it is where all the rain was, right as it went out of balance. And I see it's entirely plausible that they could see that side of the storm and then use
Mike,
energy to
we have to take the top of the hour break here. You want to hang over?
Yeah, I'll hang over.
Okay. Folks, we have Mike in Kentucky on the line right now. We'll continue this discussion in a moment. I think it's very important, folks. I can't think of anything more important to talk about. We are under the gun. We are under the gun today. We're being attacked. Whether you want to believe it or not, you have to face the reality. We are under attack by forces that want to reduce the population and relocate populations of people. We'll be back.
Let me tell you why.